ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्याम् प्रथमोऽनुवाकः समाप्तः। द फर्स्ट् सेक्शन् हेस् बिन् कम्प्लीटेड्। द फर्स्ट् सेक्शन् एण्ड्स् इण्ट्रड्यूसिङ्ग् दि नेक्स्ट् प्रक्रिया, पञ्चकोशप्रक्रिया, पञ्चकोशविचारः। सो वी हेव् टु बिगिन् to inquire into the nature of five layers of personality available at five levels of experience. What is this Panchakosha Vivekaha Va? What is this word? This Panchakosha Vivekaha is for arriving at the reality, not as an object, but as the very swarupam of the subject. When we understand Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, we understand how, what is Satyam, what is Jnanam, what is Anantam. We do understand is, and this reality, pure knowledge is of the nature of pure existence. And its pure knowledge, pure existence is changeless, beginningless, endless, independent, and it is being free from all three possible limitations. It is of the nature of limitlessness. Being limitless is incomparably big, and because of its incomparable bigness, it is implied by the term Brahma. You understand. Still for us, Brahma, how is the reality? Reality is only aparokshataya jnayate. It is aparokshataya jnayate, means not as one's own self. It's understood, reality is understood as paroksham Brahma. Brahman is understood as paroksham Brahma. Paroksham Brahma, parokshataya jnayate. It is known parokshataya, means not as one's own self. Still, this knowledge will be of, with this knowledge will not serve as a means of resolving our fundamental problem of smallness centered on I. Isn't it? The fundamental problem, common, human, universal, fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insignificance, insecurity would be resolved only if you understand that Brahman being one's own self. Because the cognitive, the shift has to happen, perspective change has to happen, error in the perception of the self has to be corrected. For with that Brahma, which Brahma, that infinite Brahman, which is ever of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, all pervasive, timeless, changeless, beginningless, endless, that reality, absolute reality beyond which nothing else is there, that Brahman Ahamasmi. I am that Brahman. There's nowhere I can be resolved. I sense has been resolved only in that Brahma. Only when this is a fact, when this fact of the source of I, truth of I, Swarupa of Aham being Brahman is understood, then we have Aparoksha Brahma Jnanam. Aparoksham Jnanam. Brahman is Aparoksham. I mean, what? Brahman is one's own self. This, the truth of everything is there as truth of one's own self. It's available for recognition also as one's own self. Therefore, we have to arrive at that reality not as an object but as one's own self. For which this Panchakosha Prakriya is introduced. The enquiry into the Panchakoshas is presented here. Which means the reality is all pervasive, no doubt. Where is it available for recognition? How is it available for recognition? It is not available for recognition as an object, because it is not an object. It is not available for objectification, perception. It cannot be conceived mentally. It can be described, but still it is available for recognition as one's own Swarupam, a Swarupam of the subject. This is how it is available for recognition. And where is it available? It's available for recognition only in the cave of intellect. How is it available for recognition? Where is it available for recognition? Kutra Brahma Avagamyate, Katham Brahma Avagamyate. For these two questions, an answer, and this is the method. If Brahma is available for recognition in the cave of intellect, what must be very clear? We know very clearly already Brahman is all pervasive. All pervasive means what? Brahman is ever of the nature of all pervasive. Sarvagatattvam Brahmanaha Swarupam. Sarvagatattvam Brahmanaha Swarupam is very well understood. So all pervasiveness is the nature of the reality, means how it is all pervasive. That is why we already understood, because Brahman is non-separate from everything. It is non-separate from Brahmanaha Ananyatvam. Sarva Gatatvat Brahma Ananyam. Brahmanaha Ananyatvam Asti. Brahman has non-separate, Brahman enjoys the status of being non-separate from everything. It is non-separate from everything because it enjoys what? Karnatvam also. Enjoys the status of being the cause of everything. Even though Brahman is not the cause, it has the status of being the cause because it is the existence of Brahman which is the existence of everything else. So Karnatvam means Katham Karnatvam. How is it the cause? We understood previously, the Brahman enjoys the status of being the cause. So, Brahman has the status of being the cause of everything. Therefore, it is all pervasive. Being all pervasive, it is non-separate from everything. Therefore, it is available for recognition even in the cave of my intellect. It is not all pervasive, it cannot be available for recognition in the cave of intellect. So, kidrusham karanam, which sort of cause is it? And that is when we said, Brahman is, the intelligent cause is also Brahma. Material cause is also Brahma. Both causes are Brahman only. Generally, two causes will be different. I told you last class itself, with reference to clay part, clay is the material cause, but the intelligent cause is the knowledge and skill of the pot maker. with reference to any wooden product, wooden carving, we can say the wood is the material cause. The material cause is the wood, but the knowledge and the skill of the carpenter or the artist. With reference to any statue, beautiful stone statue, like a murti, we say the stone is material cause. The sculptor's knowledge and skill is the intelligent cause. Similarly, with reference to the entirety of the universe also, the knowledge and skill, the material, everything is Brahma. Here I need to tell you, it is here, when we understand this abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality, obtaining in the form of consciousness, existence alone, implied by the term Brahman, is looked upon as Ishvaraha. Bhagavan, Ishvara's status is attributed to Brahma only when it understood to be this only intelligent, inseparable, intelligent and material causes of the universe. As Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. Jagataha Nimittam Karanam is Brahma. Jagataha Upadanam Karanam is also Brahma. So Upadanam Karanam is material cause. Nimittam Karanam is intelligent cause. Both are Brahma. How we understand here, this reality, abstract reality, is endowed with the subtlest power of knowing, which unmanifest power of knowing is said to be Maya, or Prakriti, or Pradhanam. Prakritihi, Pradhanam, Maya. Because before I enter into the actual class, I have to make it very clear. And is being endowed with this unmanifest, the power of knowing, when it is unmanifest, is given the name Maya. So the power of knowing and the abstract reality are inseparable. But the power of knowing doesn't have independent existence of its own. Inexplicably subtlest to power is inseparable from its source. Therefore, it has no independent existence. Therefore, it is mithya. This knowing power, known as mithya, known by the term mithya or prakritihi, maya, mithya, say maya, prakritihi, pradhanam, avyakritam, avyakritihi, is mithya. And using too many words, all different words, mithya. See, maya is mithya. People ask the question, oh, maya, mithya, yeah, I didn't, so what's the difference? Power is mithya. Mithya means it is as though, why it is not countable, a second thing, reality, because it has no independent existence. That's why anirvachaniya shaktihi, inexplicable. Why inexplicable? It cannot be defined as non-existent. It cannot be defined as something real also, because it has no independent existence. Therefore, anirvachaniya shaktihi is maya. And is maya the source of this shakti, being this abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality? Is the reality is said to be maya vi Ishvara. Being endowed with the power, the same reality is given this title Ishvara. There's no Ishvara other than Brahma. And as it is this maya which undergoes a change. What is a change? Maya is also beginningless. Ishvaraha, beginningless. Truth is beginningless. The power of the truth, inseparable power of the truth, also is beginningless. Anadi. Anadi maya. Unmanifest power is maya, isn't it? But this maya, which is unmanifest, is of the nature of undergoing change, that it becomes manifest. That is the nature of maya. Being unmanifest, becoming manifest is its nature. Therefore, this mithya maya shakti, which is of the nature of undergoing change, is said to be பரிணாமி உபாதான காரணம். பரிணாமி, பரிணாமஹா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் மீனிங் இஸ் எவல்யூஷன், another meaning is change. Being unmanifest, it becomes evolved as the, differentiated as the world. Therefore, parinami upadana karanam. Parinami upadana karanam means any cause undergoes a change to become an effect. But here, when milk undergoes a change to become an effect, yogurt, that so milk is parinami upadana karanam. If any cause has to go through some processing to become an effect, so that material, any matter, any cause which undergoes a change to become an effect is what? Parinami upadana karanam, material cause. But here, not a big change, it's just being unmanifest. Becoming manifest is the change. Therefore, Maya is said to be upadana, parinami upadana karanam. And what is the distance between the parinami upadana karanam and the nimitta karanam? There is no distance. Therefore, this parinami upadana karanam being the very inseparable power of Brahma, from the standpoint of inseparable power, Brahman is looked upon as the upadana karanam of jagat. And being the source of the power, being the source of the power, and as it is of the nature of source of knowledge, source of knowledge and skill also, is it looked upon as efficient cause or intelligent cause, nimittam karanam. And here, does it undergo any change? No. Without undergoing any change, remaining as it is, it becomes the material, it becomes the material cause. Therefore, Brahman as an intelligent cause, unchanging material cause, is said to be Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Vivartam upadana karanam, parinami upadana karanam is maya, and the abstract formless reality is said to be vivartam upadana karanam. Vivartam upadana karanam is Brahma, upadana karanam is Brahma, nimittam karanam is Brahma. And these two causes are seen, experienced in the jagat. How experienced? Pujya Samji used to give a beautiful example. If you see a beautiful, any statue, carved and stone, carved of stone, and you see the, of course, the stone as a material cause is inseparably there from the effect. You see the material cause, the stone. You see the wooden furniture. You see the wood in the very furniture. Where you see the effect, there you see the wood alone in the form of a table. You see the cause in the form of the product effect. So material cause is inseparable from the any effect. What you do not see through physical eyes, what you see through physical eyes is, you see the through the physical eyes the stone, you see through the physical eyes the wood, but what you do not see through the physical eyes, but you can understand is what? The carpenter's skill and the knowledge, you don't through see through physical, even though you don't see the carpenter, we do not see the carpenter there. He might have passed away somewhere. He might have bought it in some shop. But you see still the carpenters and knowledge and skill being manifest in the very work. You see sculptors' knowledge and skill being inseparable from that work. So you see intelligent cause and material cause are inseparable. You don't see the physical form of the person, but you see his knowledge and skill, specific skill, being manifest in that very creation. Isn't it? This is how you can't separate from the effect, intelligent cause in terms of knowledge and skill, efficient cause in the form of knowledge and skill, and the material cause. This inseparability of the intelligent and material causes of the universe is said to be what now? Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. When look at this reality as abhinna nimitta upadana karanam from the standpoint of the universe, the reality is given the status of being Ishvara, the Lord, the ruler. Nothing exists outside of Brahma. Therefore, what? Brahman is non-separate from everything. Therefore, Brahman is all pervasively there. Therefore, it is there inside and outside of every individual being. But it is available for recognition as the very essential, innermost essence of every being, as the very truth of I in the cave of intellect. Only when this fact is back becomes very clear, when a person can claim this reality as one's own self, the person can take ownership of this reality as one's own self, we can say the person's jnanam is aparoksham jnanam. It is not pratyaksha jnanam. It is not paroksham jnanam. Look at everything as Ishvara. Still, paroksha jnanam. Paroksham jnanam. When you see Brahman is of the nature of consciousness, existence, limitlessness, etc., still paroksham jnanam. Tad Brahma ahamasmi, when you understand, it is aparoksham jnanam. So Swamiji used to say, it's neither the direct knowledge nor indirect knowledge. It is the immediate discovering reality as the immediate self. The nearest self is what? Aparoksham jnanam. It is aparoksha brahma jnanam is what? Liberating knowledge. Aparokshataya brahma jnatavyam. Therefore, Upanishad introduces this next prakriya. Is it clear? Okay. And we saw toward the end of that first anuvaka. Let us read here today. We saw
tasyedameva shiraha tasmadva etasmad atmana akashasambhutah akashadvayuh vayoragnih agnerapah adbhyah prithivi prithivya oshadhayah oshadhibhyonam annat purushah. Then afterwards, Savayesha purushonnarasamayaha. Savayesha purushonnarasamayaha. Tasyedame vashiraha. Ayamuttarav pakshaha. Ayam dakshinav pakshaha. Ayamatma. Idam pucham pratishtha.
Okay, so there I said the human being, the whole human being is taken for analysis here, because every human being constituted of two factors, the material aspect as well as the Atma aspect, Atma and Anatma, two factors constitute an individual. And here, the first, naturally, ignorance being there naturally. Ignorance of one's own self is there naturally. Ignorance being there, error in the perception also is natural. Adhyasaha is natural. So adhyaropaha is very natural. Everything is naturally there. Erroneous perception of the self is natural. Therefore, the strong identity with the anatma, I sense, I cognition, which rises in him of a thought, the first and the foremost of the thoughts, beyond which no other thought. What is that first cognition which rises in the mind of a human being? It is the knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I, then am. Only then any other thought is possible, any other cognition is possible. That is why it's always said to be the dead end of the mind, beyond which no other thought can rise. This thought rises, mind is functional, means the first thought which rises should be this knowledge of existence of the self. And therefore, here, this the physical body, the gross physical body, this I sense is identified with this gross physical body. Dehe Atma Buddhihi is Dehatma Buddhihi. Why Dehe Atma Buddhihi? Aham Dehaha Iti Buddhihi. Aham Dehaha Iti Buddhihi is Dehatma Buddhihi. I sense identified with the body is Dehatma Buddhihi. Dehe Atma Buddhihi. Not only Dehe Atma Buddhihi, Prane Atma Buddhihi. When do you say Dehe Atma Buddhihi? I am fat, I am thin, I am tall, I am sick, I am good looking. Okay. When you say I am fair, I am dark, these are all expressions of Dehatma Buddhihi. I am hungry, I'm thirsty. When you say this is Prane Atma Buddhihi. I sense is identified with the prana also sometimes. Then I can't hear well. I can't hear well. I can't see well. I'm blind. I'm deaf. When you say, then Indriyeshu Atma Buddhi, Karmendriyeshu Atma Buddhihi. I'm dull, I'm unhappy, I'm sad. Okay? When you say, this is Manasi Atma Buddhihi. I sense is identified with the mind. Oh, I know this. I know this. I understand this. I'm enthusiastic, I'm cheerful. When you say, identity is with the intellect. I fell asleep. I did not know anything. When you say, identity is with ignorance. This is how I sense is identified with all anatma aspects. And all these anatma aspects, which are looked upon as three bodies, as sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, here are further clarified, being divided into five layers of personality, five levels available for at five levels of experience, as five koshas. And here, as we saw in the last class, the identity has to be shifted from anatma to atma, the gross matter to the subtlest consciousness. It cannot happen easily. It has to happen gradually. Gradually it has to be happened. Using the method of Shakha Chandra Nyaya, Upanishad presents this Panchakosha Prakriya or Panchakosha Vivekaha. Okay. As I said, this teaching is like having a journey, an inward journey, because our attention is, we are not physically moving anywhere, but our attention is taken from, attention is, we are helped to place our attention in one kosha. Then we are helped to analyze the nature of that kosha. Then we are helped to shift attention from there to another kosha, which comes later on, which is internal to the body. Atma has no inside and outside. Inward journey means what? From the standpoint of physical body, our attention is taken from the external physical body to the prana, which is internal to the body, which is inside of the body. Therefore, it is like an inward journey. Journey, your journey, isn't it? Not actual journey. What is taken here, one to the other? Our attention. Our attention is taken. We are helped to focus on that. We are helped to think about it. We are helped to analyze the nature of each kosha. Thereby, we understand how Atma, which you understood already as Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is not this kosha. The Atma being distinct from each kosha is made very clear. Isn't it? Therefore, so the physical body, we also said, here Upanishad, here introduces this bird imagery. The human physical body is looked upon as a bird. And here we saw how head of the human body is a head of the bird, looked upon as a head of the bird. And two hands, the right hand and the left hand, are looked upon as two wings of the bird. The trunk of the human body is looked upon as a trunk of the bird. And the portion below, the part below the navel, two legs and hands, isn't it? So it supports the body, looked upon as the tail of the bird. This is how the human body is divided into five parts of the bird. The bird imagery is used. And here, what is internal to this gross physical body is formless, abstract. That's why all those aspects together constitute sukshma shariram. Sukshma sthula. Sthulam means perceptible is sthulam. Imperceptible, subtle is sukshma, isn't it? So here, they're all subtle. Being subtle, they're formless. But still, because they obtain within the gross physical body having a form, they also are imagined to be having a form. How? We saw the beautiful expression, Musha Nishikta Druta Tamra Divat. We saw in the last class. Remember? Musha. Musha is a crucible or a mold. And inside the mold, Nishikta Druta Tamra Divat. Tamram or brass or gold. Okay, any metal melted, a molten metal, melted metal, liquid metal poured into any mold. Liquid metal has no form, but it has the form when it is poured into the musha. Musha nishikta druta tamra divat. Here, all the subtle aspects also, the formless subtle aspects obtaining within the gross physical body having a form, are imagined to be having a form. Understand? That is why we are going to see the pranamayaha to be having a form, a bird. Okay, we are going to see inside, as we go inside and inside, internal to every layer, we'll see that everything is imagined to be, every layer of personality is imagined to be having a bird form. Just the imagery here. That is not the idea. Finally, what is important is, when we understand at each level we understand that we're going to analyze the nature of each kosha. Initially, before the analysis, we look at each kosha as the Atma only. We don't look at it as kosha. When the essence is identified with the kosha, it is taken as Atma. Annamayaha deha, annamayaha Atma. When the essence is identified with the physical body, we take the body as Annamayaha Atma. And we analyze the Annamayaha and we understand it is Atma is distinct from this Annamayaha, then we negate it as Koshaha. Initially, we take it as Atma. After analysis, when we understand Atma is distinct from the Annamayaha, then we negate it as Kosha. It is purely a cognitive process, intellectual process. Understand? Okay. Now, we are entering into the next Anuvaka. What does the next Anuvaka present? The next Anuvaka presents the Samashti Annam Brahma. Discusses, what is Samashti Annam Brahma here? The entire gross manifestation, the entirety of the gross manifestation is presented here, discussed here in the second Anuvaka. Why? Because the individual gross physical body cannot exist independently by itself. For any individual physical body to be there, there must be corresponding total. Without the macrocosmic being, macro, the micro cannot exist independently by itself. There cannot be something called wave enjoying the name and form wave by itself independently without the ocean being around. For the wave to be there as a wave, having the status of being a wave, there must be ocean around. So Upanishad wants us to understand here, this individual physical body also has its corresponding cause. Always samashtihi, the total, the macro becomes the cause of the micro. When the total is the karanam for the individual. So which is dependent on which? The fraction does not include the whole. The whole is inclusive of the fraction. Ocean is inclusive of the wave, but wave cannot include the ocean. Therefore, ocean is looked upon as the cause and the wave is looked upon as an effect. Because individual is dependent on the total for its existence. Without the total, individual cannot be there as an individual. Therefore, Samashti Annam means what? The total gross matter. The totality of the entirety of gross manifestation. Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha looked upon as the cause, and Vyashti Sthula Dehaha is looked upon as an effect. And so at this level, at this grossest level itself, we understand the physical individual physical body being non-separate from its corresponding total gross matter, gross universe. When you look at this Samashti Annam, Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha as the Karanam, cause, and Vyashti Sthula Dehaha as the effect, already you resolve the Vyashti in the Samashti. Whenever you understand the Karanam and the Karyam, you resolve the effect in its cause. Resolve the effect in this cause, already Vyashti becomes what? Mithya, isn't it? Then we analyze the Samashti Annam, Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha. The Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha is beautifully looked upon as Virat, Virat Ishwaraha. Why we add the word Ishwara? Because in the books of, in the eyes of Vedanti, there's nothing which is inert here. A scientist can look at everything as, can reduce everything into inert bundle of energy. In the books of a scientist, what is everything can be reduced to a bundle of energy. But in the eyes of the Vedanti, everything is jnanam. Big difference. Because everything is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, even though it is the material universe, the material is shining means it is non-separate from its knowledge. Therefore, if the whole jagat is what now? Virat. The entirety of the objective, the material universe, experienced in the waking state is Ishwara, Virat Ishwara. Virat. Why is it to be Virat? Vividham Rajate Iti Virat. That which alone shines variously as countless number of forms, names, and functions is Virat. Now, what do you do first? Resolving, equating the individual physical body, Annamayaha Atma to, is it? Virat Ishwara. Annam. So, Vyashti Annamayaha Dehaha is equated to Samashti Annamayaha Prapanchaha, Sthula Prapanchaha. Which means the effect is resolved in the Samashti. Vyashti Deha is dissolved in Samashti Deha. Now you look at the whole, there's no more individual body now. You look at the entirety of the gross physical material universe. We're going to analyze it. Okay. So, let's see this now. This is the analysis. So from the standpoint of this physical body, you will see yourself being non-separate from Virat Ishwara. It's also what? Isn't it? It's also Upasanam. I'll help you how Upanishad also helps us have Saguna Upasanam. Even though aim of the Upanishad is not making us practice Saguna Upasanam, aim of the Upanishad is to bless us with the Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, Nirguna Atma Jnanam. But we have to see the fact, we are seeing ourselves being non-separate from Ishwara at the grossest level. Whenever you see yourself being non-separate from Ishwara at the grossest level also, when you see everything as Ishwara, it becomes Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Saguna Ishwara Upasanam. Okay, let us read here.
अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते याः काश्च पृथिवी गृह्सिताः याः काश्च पृथिवी गृह्सिताः अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगं हि भूतानाम् अन्नगं हि भूतानाम् ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येन्नं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्यन्नेन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नन्तदुच्यत इति तस्मादन्नन्तदुच्यत इति This inward journey, this panchakosha vivekaha, the inward journey is also like climbing on to the ladder. That when you lift your first foot and place it on the first step, you wait and then lift your second foot and place it there and stand firmly. You make yourself firm, see that you are not moving or wobbling or falling. Now firm, only then you lift your next foot to the next step. In the same way, we are entering into the first level cognitively of this experience, and where we're only analyzing, we forget about everything else. We're only analyzing the nature of the sthula prapanchaha, which is inclusive of thula dehaha. So annam does not mean only food alone. Food is annam. But also the matter itself, gross matter itself is looked upon as annam. Okay? Therefore, annadvai praja prajayante अन्नाद्वै प्रजा प्रजायन्ते याः काश्च पृथिवी गृह्सिताः याः काश्च पृथिवी गृह्सिताः अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येन्नं ब्रह्मोपासते येन्नं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्यन्येन वर्धन्ते जातान्यन्येन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेत्ति च भूतानि अद्यतेत्ति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नन्तदुच्यत इति तस्मादन्नन्तदुच्यत इति
इस् ओन्ली समष्टि स्थूल प्रपंच विचार विच इज इंक्लूसिव ऑफ द वेष्टि देह सो प्रजा इट इज लिटरल मीनिंग ऑफ दिस मंत्र फर्स्ट बिफोर वी एंटर इनटू द भाष्यम ऑफ दिस पोर्शन प्रजा प्रजायन्ते सो प्रजा प्रकर्षेण जायन्ते इति प्रजाः दे आर् बोर्न् यूनिक्ली ओके दि मैटर् केनाट् बिकम् ओके मैटर् केन् अण्डर्गो बै इट् सेल्फ् चेञ्ज् इवन् दि मैटर् टु अण्डर्गो चेञ्ज् समथिङ्ग् टु द क्ले हेस् टु बिकम् अ पार्ट् इट् केनाट् बिकम् अ पार्ट् बै इट् सेल्फ् इट् नीड्स् बि टच्ड् बै इन्टेलिजेण्ट् बीङ्ग् द सेम् वे अमेजिङ्ग् हौ The whole process happens, isn't it? How a being is born, assuming a form. That's why prajaha. So prajaha literally means citizens, subjects. You understand? Prajaha here means beings, all living beings. Because you can talk about the living being, birth of the living beings, isn't it? Prajaha, all living beings, prajayante. They're born. So, prajaha prajayante. They're annadvai. Annadvai prajaha prajayante. So, why indeed all beings, living beings, you can say living beings are born, indeed born. How? Which beings? Yaha kaha cha. You can say next word, next sentence. याः काः च पृथिवीं श्रिताः तत् गम् इस् अ छान्दसः इट्स् अ वेदिक् यूसेज् गम् इसन्ट् इट् पृथि पृथिवी घश्रिताः पृथिवी घश्रिताः दट् घ केन् टेक् इट् फार् द मीनिङ्ग् पृथिवीं श्रिताः पृथिवीं श्रिताः आश्रिताः So, yaha kaha cha prajaha. Why yaha kaha prajaha praja? It's a stilinga shabda. Therefore, yaha, if it is a masculine, it will be yekecha, isn't it? But yaha kaha cha prajaha prithivim shitaha taha sarvaha prajaha annad eva jayante annadvai jayante Oh, the living beings indeed are born. The living beings which are here, so which are obtaining on this earth, obtaining on this earth. Yaha kaha cha prajaha prithivim ashritaha prithivim shritaha taha. So whatever, whichever, or beings, all beings which are here obtaining on this earth, they are all indeed annat jayante, born from food, born of food. Annat jayante. So annam is the karanam. Annam is the, therefore what? That's why panchami vibhakti. Annat jayante. Born from food means born out of food. Okay, once they're born, how do they survive?
யாக காகாச்ச பிரஜாக பிருத்திவீம்சிதாக தாக சர்வாக அன்னாத்வை பிரஜாயந்தே. சென்டென்ஸ் நம்பர் ஒன் கிளியர். அத்தக அன்னேனையேவ ஜீவந்தி. மேக் இட் அ விருத்தி சந்தி. அன்னேனையேவ அன்னேனைவ அன்னேனையேவ ஜீவந்தி. தே சர்வைவ் ஆல்சோ. தே லிவ் சர்வைவ் பை அன்னேனையேவ பை மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபுட் ஓன்லி. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த ஃபுட் ஓன்லி தே சர்வைவ். அத அந்ததஹ அபியந்தி. அந்ததஹ அபியந்தி. அந்தஹ எண்ட். அந்ததஹ அட் தி எண்ட் ஃபைனலி. அந்தஹ எண்ட். அந்ததஹ அட் தி எண்ட் ஆர் ஃபைனலி. அபியந்தி. அத ஏனத்து அந்ததக அபியந்தி. யூ நோ அத ஏனத்து. மேக் நோட் ஏனத். அத ஏனது அபியந்தி அந்ததக. அத ஏனது அத்தைனது. அத்தைனது அபியந்தி. அத்தைனது அபியந்தி. அபியந்தி அந்ததக. Okay, broken this now. Okay. Atha, then, antataha, atha, then, antataha, at the end, finally, yenat, because just to send the yenat, apiyanti. Apiyanti means they return. They go back to this, அன்னம் ஒன்லி. அன்னம் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் எர்த் சாயில். ஏனத்து அபியந்தி மீன் தி பார்ன் ஆஃப் ஃபுட், சஸ்டெயின்ட் பை ஃபுட் அண்ட் தி ரிசால்வ் இன் ஃபுட். விச் ஒன்? அன்னமயா தேகா. ஸோ அன்னமயா பிரஜா. All life physical forms are born out of food, sustained by food, and they resolve into food. In the form of gross matter. Literal being this is. Therefore, without annam, there cannot be a living being. Life physical form cannot be there without food, isn't it? That is why annagum hi jeshtam bhutanam jeshtam. Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam. Bhutanam jeshtam. Jeshtam means the first, the best, the exalted. What jeshtam? அன்னம். அன்னம் ஹி அன்னகும் அகைன் சாந்தசக பிரயோக. அன்னம் ஹி பூதானாம் ஜேஷ்டம். சோ அன்னம் ஹி ஃபுட் இன்டீட் இஸ் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அமங் தி பீயிங்ஸ். பூதானாம் ஜேஷ்டம். ஃபுட் இன்டீட் இஸ் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி பீயிங்ஸ். First among the beings of the beings. First means what? Before any physical form is born, it was food. What was there is the cause. Cause is always cause, isn't it? Precedes the effect. Therefore, every physical form is an effect. Therefore, it comes later. Therefore, bhutanam hi annam jeshtam. தஸ்மாத் சர்வ ஔஷதம் உச்சியதே. சர்வேஷாம் प्राणिनां सर्वेषां भूतानां अनौषधम् उच्यते. सर्वेषाम् औषधम् सर्व औषधम् तत्पुरुषमास. सर्वेषाम् औषधम् सर्व औषधम् सर्व औषधम् उच्यते. सर्वेषाम् मीन्स् वाट्? सर्वेषाम् भूतानाम् औषधम् उच्यते. देर् फोर् फूड् इस् सेट् टु बि अन्नम् बट् वि यूस् टम् अन्नम् इट् सेल्फ् Therefore, annam is said to be medicine for all beings. You know, aushadham. See, voshadhihi. ओषधिभ्यः जातम् अन्नं. वि गुड् सी दट् लेटर् आन् एनिवे इन् दि भाष्यम्. ओषधिः मीन्स् एनि हर्ब्. हर्बल् मेडिसिन् इस् मेडिसिन् मेड् आफ् प्रोड्यूस्ड् फ्रम् हर्बल् हर्ब्स् इस् इट् बि औषधम्. ओषधिभ्यः जातम् औषधम्. बट् मेडिसिन् इस् सपोज् टु क्योर् द डिसीस्. मेडिसिन् इस् आल्वेस् फार् क्योरिङ्ग् द डिसीस्. And here, what is disease? Even hunger is disease. Hunger is disease. Is hunger disease? Pini, no? Pashi pini. In Tamil, they say pashi pini. Hunger is also disease. Why it is disease? You will understand the definition of disease. Anything which causes discomfort is disease. If a hunger also causes discomfort, therefore, hunger is disease. And what is that which removes the discomfort caused by the disease of hunger? What is the medicine which removes the discomfort, the disease of discomfort caused by hunger? Annam. Therefore, annam is aushadam. Swamiji explained in the class. Why food is also medicine, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, tasmaat sarvaushadham uchyate. Now here. Ye enam brahmopasate. सर्वं वै तेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येनं ब्रह्मोपासते. ये अन्नं ब्रह्म उपासते ते सर्वं अन्नम् आप्नुवन्ति. ये अन्नं ब्रह्म उपासते. Let us see the second sentence first. Ye, relative pronoun comes in second sentence. Ye annam brahma upasate, ye janaha. So those people who meditate upon this, you do the upasanam of, but meditation upon this annam brahma. Te sarvam annam apnuvanti. So the next sentence says the benefit of practicing Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Saguna Ishwara Upasanam. As what? All, see, it's a fact. It's a simple fact. See, it's not a big difficult thing, isn't it? The very basic, simple kindergarten fact.
Yeah.
We know all living forms, living life physical forms are born out of what? Born out of the food essence eaten, food essence of the food eaten by the parents. Isn't it? All living beings. And once they're born, how do they survive? The beings which are born, all living creatures, living beings, survive by food, sustained by food. And when they fall apart also, when they disintegrate also, again they resolve where? Into their own food in the form of the matter, gross matter.
Therefore, they come from food, exist in food, resolve in food. Therefore, annam is jeshtam. And this is a fact. Since seeing this is so, you are non-separate from Virat, even at the grossest level. Where is you? Puja Swamiji used to say, the bloated ahankara becomes slightly thin. It's after going for a gym for so many days. And you lose little weight. Simply don't pay attention only to losing physical weight. Of course, you had to go to gym to make keep you physically healthy. That's different. But the bloated ahankara becomes slightly thin. When you see this, is how already seeing you are not there. Your eye sense is shifted, dragged from physical body. Come on, this is not yours, isn't it? It's Ishvara. You're already helped to see what? Where is your physical? What is yours? My physical body. Come on. Where does it come from? What is it born of? It is born of food. Sustained by food. One day it's going to disintegrate. And it's dissolved into what? Again, it goes back to food. It becomes disintegrated. Again, becomes menu for other plants. Again, becomes food for some other beings. This is the real nature of the physical body. And you're already seeing what? Already you have resolved the individuality in totality at the grossest level. Simple, not a big, difficult stuff here. Big, some mind-boggling fact is not taught here. Very simple fact. At this level itself, okay, your ahankara is knocked off. You are helped to see how individuality is resolvable in totality. Isn't it? This itself is what now? Your surrender begins from here. What is surrender? Resolving the individuality in totality is surrender. There's no aham here. Surrender begins from here. Okay. And seeing this fact is called Saguna, is called Virat Upasanam. Annam Brahma Upasanam. Annam Brahma Upasanam. Saguna Upasanam. Why? You are seeing the fact of the individual being non-different, non-separate from the total at the grossest level, which is Ishvara. We don't look at the objective gross universe as simply a gross matter, a bundle of energy. We look at it as Ishvara, Virad Ishvara. At the individual level, this is non-separate from the total. Virad Ishvara is in the form of the physical body. Okay. This upasanam, if you repeatedly dwell upon this fact for some time. Okay. This is Brahma. It's annam Brahma upasanam. It is ye annam Brahma upasate. Ye annam Brahma upasate. Ye janaha ye manushyaha annam Brahma upasate. Upasate, those people who dwell upon this fact, meditate upon the annam Brahma, thereby see the fact of the individual human physical form, physical body being non-separate from the corresponding total gross mat, gross universe, Ishvara, Virat Ishvara. What's the benefit? Te sarvam vai annam apnuvanti. Te sarvam annam te vai sarvam annam prapnuvanti. That vai is an emphatic expression in this context. Sometimes it means indeed, definitely, certainly. It implies the adverb here. Apnuvanti. Such but definitely, certainly attain all the food. Sarvam annam. So that is why annam. Even the food that we eat, gross matter is annam. The food we eat is annam, isn't it? A Brahma. That is why we never waste food. Understand? By eating, we never waste food. We don't put our foot on the food. Suppose if a grain of rice or something is fallen down and we had to bend down and take it and put it in the bin, you cannot put our foot there. We don't push anything. That's why rice, we never walk on rice.
Mm.
And then in the wedding halls and all, they put akshata. And then somehow everywhere it gets spilled. In the temple, I was filled sometimes. I feel so, for me, I feel the itching. People walk on rice, akshata. You know? Annam Brahma. We never walk on food. Never touch the food with foot. Okay? Because Annam Brahma. We're going to see that later on. We understand more of this. Yenam Brahmopasate. Okay, so the result comes like, Sarvam vaite namapnavanti yenam brahmopasate. Even though you find the line, it is not a complete sentence. How do you get the complete sentence? Sarvam vaite annam apnavanti is okay. But next sentence is not a complete sentence. So you have to make it, ye annam brahma upasate te vai sarvam annam apnuvanti. This is how you have to write. You want to, those want to write the post order. Ye annam brahma upasate te vai sarvam annam apnuvanti. They indeed get all food, all the food. Okay. Again, Upanishad repeats, therefore what? Annagam hi bhotanam jeshtham. Annagam hi bhotanam jeshtham. Tasmaat sarvoshadham uchyate. Therefore, annam is the first of all the beings, first among all the beings. Tasmaat sarvoshadham uchyate. Therefore, this annam brahma, annam, not just the food, annam is said to be the medicine for all. Oshadhibhyaha jatam aushadam. The cooked food, any food generally is what's a medicine, because it cures the disease of discomfort caused by the disease of hunger. Annaat bhutani jayante. Again, Upanishad says, bhutani annaat jayante. All beings are born out of food. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatani annena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Because you know, you end Sandhi, you'll enjoy it. Okay? Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatani annena vardhante. So, jatani, those beings which are born, grow also, they grow by food. Annena vardhante. Now, why annam is called annam? Isn't it? Why annam is called annam? Upanishad gives beautiful reason. Kimartham annam annam iti uchyate. Kimartham annam annam iti uchyate. It says, adyate ticha bhutani. Say, adyate ticha bhutani. Tasmadannam tad uchyate iti. Tad annam iti uchyate. Tad. Tasmat. Tad annam iti uchyate. Got it now?
தஸ்மாத் தத் அன்னம் இதி உச்சியதே. இப்படி கரெக்ட்லி கெட் கன்க்ளீன் சென்டென்ஸ். தஸ்மாத் தது அன்னம் இது உச்சத்தே. தேர் ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி அன்னம். வாய் இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி அன்னம்? தி ரீசன் இஸ் கிவன் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். த டூ வெர்ப்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். அத்யதே இட்டி அன்னம். அது இஸ் த தாத்து. ஓகே, செகண்ட் கான்ஜுகேஷன் ரூட். வாட்ஸ் த வேர்ப் ஹியர்? அத்தி. அத்தி இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு காதத்தி. அத்தி அஷ்னாதி காதத்தி இது மீனிங். ஓகே, அத்தி அண்ட் அத்யதே. அத்தி ஈட்ஸ். அத்தி இதி அன்னம். தட் விச் ஈட்ஸ் இஸ் அன்னம். தட் விச் இஸ் ஈட்டன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அன்னம். ஃபுட் இஸ் செட் டு பி அன்னம் பிகாஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் ஈட்டன் இஸ் அன்னம். That which eats is also annam. See, adhyate passive verb. Atti active voice verb. Isn't it? Atti iti annam. Annam is said to be annam because it eats. It is said to be annam because it is eaten. Atti iti annam iti uchyate. Adhyate iti annam iti uchyate. Adhyate iti annam iti uchyate. It eats, it's also eaten. When we are alive, when we eat food, we are growing, isn't it? Being born out of the essence of food, eaten by parents, we are born, and then we, of course, from the day one, isn't it? It's how the bodies grow, eating, eating, eating. And the ones they fall apart, it is, whether it is cremated, buried, or simply thrown, into some places, somewhere, till slowly it will be eaten up by what? Food in the form of soil. Isn't it? Animals can come and eat. Or when it becomes manure for other vegetables, other plants, it will be eaten later on in the modified form. It's always eaten. Eats, eaten. அத்தி இத்தி அன்னம், அத்யதே இத்தி அன்னம். சோ உபநிஷத் கிவ்ஸ் ரீசன். தஸ்மாத் அத்தி அத்யதே அத்யதே திச பூதானி. பூதானி அத்தி. அத்யதே ச பூதானி. பூதைஹி பூத. தஸ்மாத் அன்னம் தது உச்சதே. தஸ்மாத் தது அன்னம் இட்டி உச்சதே. பிகாஸ் இட் ஈட்ஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆல்சோ ஈட்டன், இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி அன்னம். இஸ் த லிட்ரல் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி மந்த்ரா. ஓகே, லெட் அஸ் சீ பகவத் பாதாஸ் பாஷ்யம் நவ. லிட்ரல் மீனிங் இஸ் ஓவர் நவ். வேர் ஆக்சுவலி கிராஜுவல் ஸ்டில் வேர் ஆர் வி நவ்? வி ஹாவ் ஆஸ் தோ we have begun our journey and we are still in the first station of the physical body. And now we are only seeing, now analyzing this. In this journey yatra, we are having Viradishvara darshanam. When you go over darshanam, when you are on a yatra, we go from place to place. We say, okay, first this darshanam, then that, next that darshanam, that swami darshanam. So here we are going to have, we are understanding real Viradeshwara Darshanam in this yatra, isn't it? For some time we'll be with only Viradeshwara. And then slowly we'll enter into next analysis. Continuously we'll be having Hiranyagarbheshwara Darshanam. Ishwara in different, we appreciate real Darshanam of Hiranyagarbheshwara. Understanding of Ishwara. Then finally we antaryam Ishwara darshanam. Then finally we'll see arupa Ishwara darshanam. When arupa Ishwara darshanam comes, we are not objective, is it? you there totally you resolve identity. Now this is how you used to say, bloated ahankara becomes thin at the when you resolve your identity, when you see yourself being non-separate from Viradishvara at the physical level, where is that? Where am I? This is Ishvara Virat. Then you go, then Hiranyagarbheshwara, my God, there's no your pranas, only Hiranyagarbha. There's no your Indriyani, Hiranyagarbha. Again, another blow, another knock. Ahankara is knocked. Knocked off. Then you move on. Like this, you resolve your individuality in totality at each level, gradually, gradually, gradually. Finally, nothing is to get knocked off. Only I stands. I sense stands. You know, gross body has gone, subtle body has gone, pranas have gone. Gone means what? They all become resolved. And Ishvara, Ishvara. Nothing is, there's no I. Now I stands. Where should you resolve? Arupa Ishvare. It is called total resolution of ahankara, which is absolute resolution of individuality in totality, which is Atma Swarupa Darshan. Ji Swarupa Aikya Ishvara Jnanam, isn't it? Which is, it has to happen gradually. Therefore, okay, this is how we're going to see gradually. Let us see the first now. The Bhashyam. Annath. Annath, first word Annath he takes, Shankar Bhagavatpada. He says, so prajaha, prajaha, yaha, kaha, cha, prithivim, shitaha, prajaha, taha, prajaha, annath, prajayante. Annath means what? Rasadi bhava parinatat. Rasadi bhava parinatat. Rasadi bhava parinatat. So the food eaten by the parents, which got digested, and the food essence, rasadi. So the food essence, of the food consumed by the parents. From that alone, see, parents is implied. Rasadi bhava parinatat. Parinata, the food eaten, which got converted into the essence, food essence. From that food essence, modified form of the food essence, from that essence, va, va iti smaranartha. We said that va, no? Annadvai praja prajayante darva iti smaranartha. This is smaranartha means what? Smaranartha. Smaranam, remembering. It is for us to remember. It is for us, Upanishad reminds us. It is for the purpose of reminding us of the fact that this body, we. Why Smaranam? It is not a fact Upanishad newly teaching. The fact known to us, but we do not remember this. Beautiful, isn't it? See, Upanishad, we do not say this is a fact taught by Upanishad. No. This is a fact already known to us. See, very conscious. Pramanam, Upanishad Pramanam only when if we teach, when it teaches something what we do not know. It reminds us of the fact which is already known also. In order to teach what we do not know at all, it reminds us of the fact which we already know. We know this. Yeah, of course, it's born of the food. We know this. If we think well. Because we come out of mother's womb. The body comes out of mother's womb. It's definitely, it is modified form of the born out of the modified form of food essence. But we don't remember this. So, smaranartha. It is for us to remember. It is for to be reminded of the fact, of course, these physical forms are born out of
the modified form of food essence. It is smaranartha. Okay. Prajaha. Prajaha means what? All living beings, not just the human physical forms alone. He says, sthavara jangamaha. So Shankara Bhagavad Pada says, sthavara jangamaha. So sthavaram, you know, tishtati it is sthavaram. Gacchati it is jangama, isn't it? Immobile beings here means plants, etc. Mobile beings, all mobile beings, animals, plant, okay, everything. Sthavara jangamaha prajaha, all living beings, immobile and mobile living beings, even the plants also. All living physical forms are born, prajayante, okay. Yaha kaha cha, you know that, yaha kascha means what? Avisishtaha. Visishtaha means specific. Avisishtaha, not specific. All. When you want to say all, no living being on this earth should be excluded. So, avisishtaha. Very carefully he writes, comments upon that. Prithivim shitaha. So, yaha kaha cha. When he says avisishtaha. Avisishtaha means not leaving aside any, not excluding, not leaving aside any living being on this earth. All living forms. Include microbes also. Then, prithivim shitaha. Prithivim ashritaha. Prithivim shitaha is the moolam shabda. Moolam shabdaha. Moola grantha shabdaha. Bhagavad Pada says, prithivim ashritaha. Same meaning. Obtaining on the earth. Taha sarvaha. All those living beings. Annadeva prajayante. They're all born out of food only. So, already we are helped to have Sarvatma Bhava, isn't it? How? So, in nowhere my physical body is more significant. Even though you are eligible to have attained Jnanam, at the physical level, ants physical form body, at the plants physical body, ants are plants, elephants are monkeys, are yours. There's no difference. It's all modified form of food. It's all material in nature. It's a nature of inertness. By itself, it is inert. There's no difference. That's why if you have physical pain, the same physical, the pain will be there for every other creature also which has a life. So it's called becoming sensitive. Okay? Learning to be sensitive. If somebody pinches, I don't like, because I feel the pain. You must know, if you don't want to get hurt, the same pain is experienceable by any living being if it is wounded or hurt. We don't want to get hurt, don't hurt other beings. Ahimsa buddhi has to begin from here. Upanishad helps you to become sensitive. Got it? Okay. It's all extra. Well, Puja Swami used to say in between. So I just, whatever comes to mind, I'm just sharing. Okay. Athaha api jataha. Athopi. So atho means what? Atho is athaha is equal to api. Api means what? Also. And also. Jataha, this prajaha, jataha prajaha. The praja which are born out of food, the beings which are born out of food, annena eva jivanti, they survive also because of the food. So survive by food. They live by food. Jivanti means what? Don't we know the meaning?
We all know very well, but still, Sankara Bhagavatpada writes the meaning. Pranan dharayanti jivanti isityukte kaha artaha. Jivanti means what? Pranan dharayanti, they hold life. Pranan dharayanti, they don't leave. Isn't it? They hold life, I mean they retain life. Pranan dharayanti. See, prana dharanam is equal to jivanam. As long as pranas, the physiological functions are happening inside the physical body, you call some person jivati. Understand? Pranan dharayanti means they hold on to the prana, which means what? The pranas are functional, physiological. As long as physiological functions are happening in the physical body, the bodies are alive. When do you say somebody is dead? The first doctors come and check, isn't it? We all understand. The doctors can check differently. But when we understand, the prana stop. The prana is the last to leave. You know that? Mind goes first. When the death happens, mind departs first. The mind goes, the person becomes unconscious. The person is not available anymore for you to relate. How many times you go and knock, you know, push the body, there won't be any response. And then, but still, I don't know how many of you have seen somebody. I saw Swamiji himself sitting next to him and he was deathbed. I would have seen some grandparents, great grandparents, somebody's. See, the pranas slowly stop. Because the momentum, the pranas are the last to stop. The pranas stop, the function stop, we say prana has gone. The prana has gone means dead. Somebody says alai means pranam dharayanti. As long as there is retention of pranas, person is alive. So jivanti is equal to pranan dharayanti. There's a difference between non-living beings and living things, isn't it? The pranas, life is means physiological functions are happening. Functions are happening means the order involved. Order is means knowledge back in the order. That knowledge I don't see through physical eyes, we understand knowledge being there. That is how we acknowledge Ishvara. Every living being is what? Ishvara, manifestation of Ishvara. Other way of looking at Ishvara. Okay, that's not the subject matter here. This I wanted to remind you here in between. So, pranan dharayanti. Therefore what? As long as physiological functions are happening, subtly growth is happening. Vardhante ityartha. Without prana dharanam, vardhanam is not possible, isn't it? Pranadharanam with pranadharanam, vardhanam is not possible. Growth, evolution is possible only when there is functions are happening. So jivanti is equal to pranandharayanti. Pranandharayanti, therefore what? Vardhante. They grow also. Ityartha. Vardhante ityartha. Atha also api. Yenat annam apiyanti. Yenat annam apiyanti. See, yanti apiyanti. Yanti go, apiyanti come, isn't it? Apigachanti. Apigachanti means they return. Apigachanti, the return. Apishabdaha. Api shabdaha, prati shabda arthe. So, api anti means now, prati gacchanti, prati means towards. Imply return, it goes back. Prati shabda arthe, api shabdaha. We ask the question, api means, it, api is an indicable word, which means also, why it is used here? You may ask the question. So, he says, prati shabda arthe, prati iti shabdasya kaha artaha, towards iti artaha. Implying returning to the same. So, pratishabdarthe means annam prati praliyante ityartha. So they resolve back into the food. Ityartha. Antataha. Antataha again is indicable word, which means ante, finally. Ante ityukte kahartha, antataha ityukte kahartha, jivana lakshanayaha vrittehe parisamaptau, jivana lakshanayaha vrittehe parisamaptau. See, vrittihi has so many meanings. Uncha vrittihi. Vrittihi livelihood. Vrittihi thought. Be very careful. Vrittihi here means what? Vrittihi here means life. Jivana lakshanayaha vrittehe parisamaptau. At the end of the function of living. Function in the form of living. Living itself is a function, isn't it? Why it's called function? Is not voluntary. You do not decide, isn't it? Involuntary, isn't it? It happens. It looks out, taken by order. Jivana lakshanayaha vritteh parisamaptau. Parisamaptihi. See, aptihi, samaptihi, parisamaptihi. Aptihi, attainment. Samaptihi, conclusion. Parisamaptihi. Parisamaptihi. So here vrittihi means the function of life, living, implying what? When the paradha karma becomes completed. Jivana lakshanayaha vrittehe parisamaptau. When the paradha karma becomes completely exhausted. At the completion of the exhaustion of the prarabdha karma, which is in the form of the present life, in the form of a life. Jivana lakshanayaha vrittehe parisamaptau. What happens? Not even a fraction of a second, the mind will stay in the mind, body. The sukshma leaves. Mind leaves, following the mind. All 10 fatal powers leave and for pranas also stop gradually. Then the body is like a log of wood meant to be taken for cremation. Isn't it? Okay. Parisamaptau. Here, that's not the idea here. For again, it goes back to annam. That is the idea. Which means there's no total destruction of the grossest matter also. So matter is not created at the grossest level. It is not destroyed totally. Only the total change of the change happens. The form completely collapses, isn't it? They were what now? This is relative destruction. So death is relative destruction. Okay. Now the question comes. Now, annam hi bhutanam jeshtam, isn't katham kasmat karanat annam bhutanam jeshtam iti uchyate. Kasmat karanat annam bhutanam jeshtam iti uchyate. What is the reason for the food to be said to be the exalted or the first of the beings, first among the beings? Kasmat annam hi yasmat bhutanam is equal to praninam. See, praninaha are living beings. Praninam jeshtam. Jeshtam means what? Prathamajam, firstborn. Jeshtam is equal to prathamajam. That's why we say jeshtha bhrata, jeshtha sahodaraha. Okay. So jeshtham is equal to prathamajam, first born. Before the food, Annam was born. See, why do we say Annam is born? Because Annam also is Mithya. Annam also is what? cause has a beginning, effect also has a beginning. So both are Mithya. Now we have to arrive at that which is distinct from cause and effect. Therefore, Praninam Prathamajam, the first born of all living beings. Always cause comes first, effect comes later, isn't it? Annamayadinam hi itaresham bhutanam karanam annam. Simple reason. Why it is jeshtam? Why it is prathamajam? Because bhutanam itaresham annamay itaresham annamayadinam bhutanam annam hi karanam. Itaresham annamayadinam bhutanam hi karanam hi annam. Food indeed is the cause of all the rest of the living beings also. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. You know, tomorrow we have class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.